exciting edition of the Versus Battle. This is the Super Nintendo Entertainment System Turbo Tournament.
No more mediocre shit, road boys. We're in the big leagues now.
Donkey Kong assigned us.
Donkey Kong, he came, he shook our hands, didn't he? He came and asked us.
He said, lads, we need to know, on the mini, we know which one, you know, I know the best game on the Super Nintendo is Mario All-Stars.
See, Mario All-Stars, let me finish. We need to know what one's the best SNES game. See, Mario All-Stars, boys, let me just finish my set. The best, need to know, see, Mario, the best one on the SNES mini.
So I suppose it is up for debate, isn't it, really? So today, mate, introduce the matchup.
Today we got Super Metroid exclusively for the SNES, and we got Super Mario RPG. So they got two supers in there, double super.
And if you need, and RPG is a role playing game, so it means you're not really kind of like,
you're not actually that person. You're just playing. You're just role playing.
Just normally, because in Metroid,
you actually are Samus.
Yeah.
But in this, you're just role playing Mario.
You're basically, you're not actually doing the actions. That's what they're getting at, yeah. Right? You're kind of like, and it's more of like you're knocking about and you're going to the shops and
actually,
shit. What's his name? Mallow. I like Mallow.
Yeah, he's pretty solid.
What are you talking? I think look at his eyes as well. Yeah, I never saw this part, mate.
Yes,
and it's got the caterpillar.
It's
from
got everyone in it.
So it gets better then, and the ghost.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we've got Mario RPG on the screen, and it's doing some shit for us, and Roy's is getting excited because he's never seen any of this.
Yeah, so I did. Yeah, I played, you know, maybe 5 minutes of it, jumped on some Goombas, and
that's it, mate.
That was enough for me. Because I can do that on a normal Mario game. And I don't understand why I'd want to do it for an RPG and I'm not actually doing it. Although you kind of are actually doing it because the timing of the...
Yeah, they put the timing in it.
And he gets Yoshi as well.
Yeah, everyone's in it, mate. All the Mario people.
And he's got the Minecart Madness from Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah. It's got everything. I'm watching this. I'm thinking I might get the remake on the Switch now.
This actually does look better than what I played. I think I'd rather just watch it. King Bowser in this
King
as
Bowser.
Well.
It's making me think, should I get the remake?
And Mallow's there again.
Switch? Yeah.
Who the fuck's Mallow? Yeah, I know. I don't know, but I like
He's
him.
He's in it, though.
Thwomps and everything.
I know.
Birdo. Mallow takes that. He ain't worried about that for shit, man.
Nah, he take that.
Egg in his face. Egg, he loves eggs in his face.
Give a shit about it. See, look, it's got everything you love about it, mate. See, I reckon if you were stuck with it, you'd have been sucked in.
As soon as I got Mallow, I'd have been well happy, mate.
I think if I remember correctly, it just takes a long
time.
And
the water level. They got a frog suit in it.
Nah, they ain't got a frog suit.
Yeah, this bit just, I don't know, it just kind of bores the shit out of me, just jumping on people's heads.
Yeah, you do. I mean, that's the gimmick is the timed, the defense and the attack gimmick. But it's nice to walk around on the level, on the world screen and hitting blocks and stuff and getting coins and shit.
Yeah. So, obviously, we had the
let's break it down.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo versus Kirby's Dream Course. You weren't a big fan of the old Dream Course, but you've done well with the old RPGs,
I don't mind Mario RPG. I've never completed it, but I've put a lot of time in it, enough to get past a bit where you're just Mario. And I did enjoy it. I'm thinking now I need to revisit it again because it's still a little something in me just watching that little clip there.
That sword looks pretty sweet.
Oh yeah.
The sword coming out. Basically, there's a big sword that comes out of Bowser's castle that he's just showing off to the world. He's got his fucking massive sword, and I'm impressed. Impressed by his sword?
Take it. And I think this came out in 1996. It must have come out near the end of the SNES as well.
Square as well. Obviously, the RPG King, Secret Mana. Who else do they do? Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy. So they know their fucking business.
Yeah. Should we have a little bit of soundtrack here, mate? Oh, this is the...
This is the ominous music at the start. Look, it's
prelude sort of shit, isn't it? Yeah. It's just getting us basically Bowser shock. Bowser.
Mario comes out his house. You're joking. Bowser's fucking stolen Princess Peach again. And again, it's got a little 3D vibe to it as well, isn't it? It's got a isometric deal.
Graphics. Same as Kirby's, I would say.
I mean, it's doing everything it can. It's the end of the nested life, and it's putting, like, obviously Donkey Kong's come out at this point, and it's trying to pull all the fucking
tricks. It's probably a touch higher than Kirby, but it's got the design of, because you've got the quality of Mario and Toad knocking about.
Yeah.
It almost polishes it. Gives higher it than, you know, we said about Kirby drives out Lotus Elise, you know, 99 Lotus Elise.
Yeah.
Mario's, I mean, he's got every car under the fucking sun, hasn't he? He's
money, isn't he? Mario's money all day long.
And he converts all of them into a plumber vans, doesn't he? Like, he'll get, he'll get a nice jag.
Tools in the back.
And then he'll just, yeah, put all his tools in the back. Yeah, well, he ain't plumbed in years.
He's fucking
plumbed. Plumbed.
Yeah, he's plumbed, plumber. Yeah, he ain't plumbed nothing. But he's got all the tools. He's got all the tools.
And he's got a mate called Mallow.
Marshmallow.
I like Mallow, mate.
Yeah, Mallow's pretty sound.
And his otters are pretty sweet as well. This does look like a good game.
Yeah, but
just when you play it, no. I'd rather just watch it. I can see why, like, you know, the kids these days, they like to watch people play, you know, complete games and shit like that. Yeah, it's like, I can see why you'd want it, because I'd rather do that than play the fucking game.
Yeah, it's fucking too much effort. If you're watching someone doing it as well, they're smashing the shit out of it, so.
Yeah.
And frustrating, you know, I'll fucking die again, they know what they're doing. The prior plants, those Goombas, it's got all the shit in it. And that's his little Pinocchio, mate. I can't remember what his name is.
Gino or something, was it?
Oh, Gino, that was it.
Yeah. And he's got a Yoshi. So it's not a bad little game, mate. It's not a bad little game. But we'll talk about its competitor right now. It's
Super Metroid.
Yeah, which is a fierce,
top tier.
A fierce competitor.
Fucking beautiful, beautiful game.
Top tier platformer. Unique platformer. There isn't another platformer, I don't think, like Metroid, because you could say, people could argue that Mega Man's similar to Metroid. I would completely disagree with that. And I'm a Mega Manner.
Different kettle of fish, mate.
Different kettle of fish, mate. Up, down, diagonals. It's completely...
But Metroid invented that backtracking, getting the upgrades, because you couldn't get to something. You could go to somewhere, but you're going to die straight away unless you got the right fucking shit.
Go into the wrong room, you're too hot, mate. Yeah, get the fuck out of there.
Dying. But whereas Mega Man, you can kill anyone in any fucking order.
You're not going to, though. You'll go and fight the flame moose or whatever, and it'll batter you, and it's like, shit, I best go kill the frost bitch frost first. Penguin. Yeah, frost penguin first, yeah. Before I start that moose, I'll beat up a penguin first. But yeah, Metroid, for me, and it wasn't my... top tier game didn't have it, you had it.
I did play it
around your house.
I completed that all the fucking time. That was my go to was Metroid,
and I've been playing it recently, and I do respect it, you know what I mean? It's one of those games that, just because it wasn't kind of like your go to game, doesn't mean I don't enjoy the fuck out of it when you're playing it.
Yeah,
and that's you when you know you're playing a good game, because you can still play it. I'll just turn Mario down. He's starting to fuck me up. yeah, you can still play it, even if you're not kind of like. And I'm, you know, I feel like I'm pretty good with Samus, but I'm not like fucking the head honcho, mate. You know what I mean? I still need to.
Can you do the wall jump?
I can, yeah. Which is fucking difficult.
Yeah, I mean, that is the most hardest wall jump, God, I've ever played in any game.
There's one place I needed to do it, and I didn't have the skill to do it in. It's the bit where you're completely in the dark. And there's like bats or whatever, the glowing bats or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And you can jump down to this bit, but if you kill all the bats, so I could just kill all the bats.
Can't find your way out.
Yeah, can't fucking find your way out. I was like, for fuck's sake. Yeah. And the way out of that is the wall jump.
Yeah.
But you have to kind of incomplete wall jump darkness. Incomplete darkness over spikes, because I think if you jump into that, there's spikes there.
Yeah.
So it was an absolute. It was a bastard. But I like that because it's. You've got to be good.
Don't kill the fucking bats, mate.
Don't kill the bats, mate. Yeah, you've got to protect the bats, mate.
Even cut the bats so you can see what you're doing.
That's it, mate.
But the music on Metroid is just top tier as well. The fucking... Everywhere you're going into, the ambience, everything with it.
Yeah, it's less of a sound... I mean, it is a sound... You know, it's more of a score than a soundtrack.
Yeah, that's a fair point, yeah.
Because it isn't like tunes.
Yeah.
It's setting. It's scene set.
Ambient fucking sounds.
It sounds, yeah. Yeah, it's not less music, it's sounds.
Yeah, like fucking...
But it does make you... Like, you go into a room and you know shit's down. You know, you know, like a boss is around the corner or something, or you know you're being rewarded. you know, when you say, oh, is it, what's the tune when, let's get the Metroid out.
Yeah, on here. We got nothing, man. Fuck off.
What's the tune? Is it when you get a new suit or when you've saved it? Yeah. That's a good. Nearly as good as the Street Fighter pause. Yeah, nearly as good. And nearly as good as Wolverine.
Tim Allen. Swear, did you not even get past the first?
What, on Mario?
Yeah.
I think I've... Toad runs off, doesn't he, and says, come and help me, or whatever, and then I'm done with him. not a chance, Toad. I'm going back to bed.
Help me now. You're probably all right.
I don't know if I want to go into my save states, you see, because I go into an early one there. That's an earlier save state. I go in there, so don't ruin my main save state. But let's get some.
Oh, Craig! Oh, shit! Craig.
That's why I safe stated.
Yeah, fuck him up! Fuck him up right in the face! Yeah, tell you that. Open your mouth, you twat!
He's blocked it with his hands.
Wow! Wow! Yeah, that's good. Wow!
Right, get in your face.
He's mugging you. Oh, yeah.
Nah, he's gonna do me.
Bombs now, mate.
Yeah, he's gonna do me. But you see, I'm not a Metroider, mate. You know what I mean? I'm just playing this as a platformer, just trying to handle business.
Getting messed up with Craig.
Yeah, he's scary, mate.
He's a big old boy. He's a big old boy. He's a fair battle. The boss battles on this are good. Obviously, you got Mother Brain. You got this old boy. You got the underwater fish one.
Yeah,
he's a good one. I like that one because you can, if you can connect yourself to the lights on the side, you can electrocute yourself, but you kill the bad guy at the same time.
I feel like I'm not hurting him now.
Nah, you know you got to charge up.
Oh, it doesn't hurt him at all if I just pew him.
Does nothing to
him. Oh,
he's gone.
He's done me. He's done me.
He mugged you.
Yeah, well, he's a big old boy, mate. You know, he's a big old boy.
But yeah, I mean, for me, Metroid is just, it's top tier fucking, there's nothing wrong with it.
That's quite a good sound for a SNES, isn't it?
Yeah. And this is an early game as well on the SNES. This is like...
Well, it's a classic Nintendo franchise, mate, you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Metroid's still going.
Exactly.
They've got Metroid Dread for the Switch. I played it. It's pretty solid. I couldn't get on.
Oh, it's good.
It's a good game.
Is it hard?
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. What's different about it? Is it 3D, mate? Obviously, it's got to be 3D, right?
What would you call it? Is it the 2.5? It's a platform. So it's a side scrolling platform.
Streets of Rage, where you're like Captain America and the Avengers sort of deal.
Yeah, but it looks good.
More like Battletoads then.
Yeah, but it's a platformer, but it's like a 3D model fucking 3D environment, but you're only going left and right type of shit.
Yes.
It's a pretty solid game.
Nice. Yes, I've...
But like I say, Mario RPG, that's been remade as well, isn't it? So
they should remake this. Super Duper Metroid.
Super Duper. Just re-release Super Metroid. There's just this game, just polish it up.
Yeah, you just...
That one just is... It's just, yeah.
And I think I can just get it... I'm sure I can get it to do it again, can't I?
No, just go wop, 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 wop.
If I go back in the room now, will it do it?
No, just go wop, 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 wop. This is one of the best tracks in it as well.
This is pretty good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, so it won't do the...
No, just there you have to...
That's it.
So if you start...
Oh, so if... So when you get the new weapons, it does the sound as well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just dancing there. Mm-hmm.
mean, all the sound effects in this as well. Your pew pews and your ow ow ows and everything. The doors.
The doors are pretty iconic for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like you, the fact you need to shoot it, and certain doors. I'll just turn down a little bit. There's certain doors you got to shoot with, you know, you need the rockets and...
Yeah, you know, so you can't even get through it unless you've got the right weapon.
And the colour code kind of tells you... Well, it doesn't tell you it, but you find out. You have to blast it. Does it open? No. It doesn't open. So I'll get a bigger gun, shoot it. Does it open? A couple of times? Yes, it opens. get a grenade or whatever. You know, the real fucking... Cause there's,
oh, yeah.
Is it a red door that you need the big fucking proper booster to get through it?
The pink door is... 5 missiles, and then the orangey brown door is a mega missile.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's comparing these games, although Mario RPG looks quite comprehensive in terms of like the depth of it, mate, this is just a different kettle of fish. This is...
Yeah, I mean, they're two different. I mean, it's the Metroidvania franchise versus the fucking RPG franchise, and they're two completely different games, but yeah, Metroid's just...
I've always thought, though, that the whole Metroidvania sort of thing, I think the Vania gets a little bit too much Vania in that Metroidvania, like, title. Because I've never regarded, like, Castlevanias, I've played them and everything, yeah. But I don't give them that much credit at all. And yeah, they kind of like a front runner and a, you know, someone leading the charge, yes. You can't compare Simon's Quest to fucking...
No, the best Metroid, Castlevanias, mate, though, was the ones that he had on the Game Boy Advance, I guess, and then on the DS. It was the one where it was like, what is it called, Symphony of the Night?
Right.
I think where you play Sora, who was like Dracula's descendant, and you could kill, like, if you killed like a baddie, you'd get his power. So you could kill a vampire and you'd get like fucking blood drinking powers. Or you'd kill a golem.
Is it good?
And get fucking quite.
Was it really?
Yeah, it's solid. It's proper good.
Top tier,
yeah. In that
platformer,
yeah. No, but yeah, but like a Metroidvania. So you obviously you go through the castle. There's a whole castle, yeah, where you have to get like fucking. If you want to go into one part, you have to go to Breathe Underwater. So you have to get a Breathe Underwater power. You want to go to this one, and that was really good.
So it's kind of like because these games are more like, these are more like platform. To be fair, it's not a bad matchup because they are kind of platform RPGs in a way, like a puzzle solving, yeah, kind of like you need
to get your boosts and stuff.
You can't just run through a level. You have to, you almost go through the same place twice.
You got to backtrack.
You know, getting a sword orb, mate, getting Undine, then you can freeze the orb and then go through.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Don't worry about it. We'll get
you'll learn, you'll pick it up. But yeah, I think the Game Boy Advance collections, they're available on the PlayStation as well, shit, now.
Because
I got them not long ago to revisit them, because they were just so good.
There's a lot of good Game Boy Advance games. Really good Game Boy Advance games.
Like, yeah, they had a lot of good shit on there, to be fair.
Yeah.
Minish Cap from old Zelda and that.
They've even got Street Fighter Alpha 2 or 3. I've got it on the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, yeah.
It's like my travelling sort of buddy, whatever. And it's like the how the fuck they crammed in that game into the Game Boy Advance is fucking beyond me. Like, to get, and you do have to have the press two buttons to make the third button. Sorry, you have to press two buttons at once to have like a strong punch or a weak punch. You can change whatever, you know, to your liking.
Yeah.
So you do need to do that, but how they crammed all of that into it, and even like the Mario Karts and everything like that, fucking perfect that Mario Kart on the Game Boy Advance, mate, could be up there as one of the best Mario Karts going.
Yeah, the Game Boy Advance. I never had a Game Boy Advance, but I had a Nintendo because it was a DS came after, didn't it?
And the same difference.
And right? I brought a lot of like Game Boy Advance games because I'd obviously missed out on them, so I'd never had the handheld. And again, like, just playing them on the DS, it's like, fuck out, these are pretty sweet.
Yeah. I remember there was a Metroid game on the DS. I think Ben might have had it. Did Ben have a DS?
Yeah, he had a DS.
They had the two screens, right?
Yeah.
And you could, like,
I think that was Metroid Prime or something.
Yeah, that might well have been it. That was a bit too complicated for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That fucking, like...
Because they did the Prime series that it turned into like a first-person shooter.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't enjoy those ones as much, but the new one they've done, Metroid Dread, he's gone back to this, like, classic platform style now. years.
But I suppose in a way it's good that they can get a franchise like this because it is a shooting character.
Yeah.
And make it into a first-person shooter.
I mean, that's a natural progression for me, really.
I mean, Metroid Goldeneye, mate. You know what I mean? Like, if you could play Goldeneye...
Goldeneye.
But, like, it's all of this... It kind of looks more like Doom or Metroid or whatever.
Yeah.
You'd be loving it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, that would be solid, yeah.
Goldeneye. They missed a trick, really, for the N64.
Oh, yeah.
They should have just done a Metroid...
Metroid Goldeneye. Yeah, yeah.
Metroid Eye. Golden Metroid.
Golden Metroid, yeah. I mean,
Super Golden Metroid.
That works. Super Golden Metroid, that's what it
is. Yeah.
But no, I mean, it is a...
It's right up there. We know who's going to win this battle, mate. This isn't even...
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit...
We can have a little run. Well, let's ask the same question we asked on the last episode. Is there something that Super Mario RPG beats Super Metroid in? Is there one aspect that it does?
So what have we got? So if we say graphics, who would you give the graphics to?
Metroid.
Music.
Metroid.
Sales. Let's have a look at sales.
Gameplay. Fucking Metroid.
Metroid. If we look
nostalgiability,
at
nostalgiability. Definitely Metroid.
Yeah, because like I say, I didn't have Super Mario RPG on.
Who
on
the did SNES. Though? Who did you know? Anyone at school?
I think Ben might have had like Paper Mario, which was later. Yes. But that might be on the 64 GameCube, yeah. Was it? So I don't think we had. I'm pretty sure we didn't have Super Mario RPG. I don't know anyone that did. Did the Fishers?
No one had it, mate. They might have. No, they had Metroid. Yeah,
Metroid's fucking solid. So Metroid then, Super Street Fighter Metroid, 1.42 million Super Metroid.
1.4, yeah.
That's not bad sales.
Well, it's in the millions, mate. So it's doing well.
Super Mario RPG 2.14. So Super Mario RPG smashed it on sales, nearly double the amount.
Is that the Mario factor?
Yeah, obviously it's the Mario factor.
So you buy the game and then go,
oh. Yeah, you've definitely got it. At least half of those people have bought out Mario and then gone,
Because that's the problem. You know, this sales says a lot, and it does kind of put things in its place. But in this regard, people are buying that. They're getting that for Christmas because it's Mario, isn't it?
Yeah, I want the latest Mario game.
I don't know what Metroid is. I'm not buying that for little Jimmy. He ain't, you know, I can't gamble, but I know he loves Mario. He's been playing Mario All-Stars. So he must
he will love this.
It says super, and that RPG, I don't know what RPG means, but it must mean like really...
Really brilliant game. Yeah. Really big. Brilliant sounds from Peter.
Yeah, really brilliant.
Really powerful game.
No, brilliant. Really brilliant game. It's a translation from Japanese. It's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
you wouldn't know about it.
You know, you'd be travelled.
Yeah, I've been, fair enough. I've been there loads of times at once, but like that's what it is.
Right.
I'm just trying to educate people around the world, mate. You know, but I'm not going to get into it because it's it'd be condescending to me to talk about it.
It would be patronising. It'd be super. So
yeah.
Just,
so I'm not.
Just let people know that you are better than them.
And then move on. And to try and pull something out of my ass now that I don't even know what I'm talking about now. So we need to kind of like, just pull it along. So the sales
is, and Mario has done more sales.
Yeah.
But saying that though, neither of them are on the top 10 for the fucking top 10 SNES games on there.
For sales.
But oh yeah, they're top 10 for fucking the game.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised Metroid did. I would have thought Metroid would have done better than that. It obviously wasn't put at the time. It was obviously more of a cult classic.
It's harder, mate. So you've got like, and it is a different, like, it is, you know, it's like Alien. You know, you've got your female protagonist, kicking ass, you know, in space, is a little bit eerie. You know, is little Jimmy going to want this, mate? Do you know what I mean? He does want it, but it's safer to just give him Kirby's fucking dream course, isn't it?
Yeah. You ruined that boy's Christmas. He's got Kirby's Dream Course Super Mario RPG.
If you did the correlation between the people who got the Dream Course and people who got Metroid for Christmas, the BCE, the fucking level of person you're going to get if they got Metroid over a Dream Course. or even a Mario RPG. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you're just, you're gonna be too milky. You just, you wouldn't have lived, mate. You wouldn't have thought Alien was a good film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you just, it's gonna ruin you. And all those dream courses out there, I do apologise. You know, that Canadian old boy and that Japanese old boy that did the, they did the speed runs. Was that the speed run we're talking about? Yeah,
there's a Canadian lad and a Japanese. Well, but Canadian do, and Japanese.
Do the speed run on Metroid, mate, and you get to see a bikini, don't you?
You do get to see a bikini. What have I got fucking lugging? Fuck off, I'm lugging. So you just paywall with me now, the piece of shit. We looked up too many speed runs. It's trying to get me to fucking.
Let me just put some.
If you complete it under like, is it like 5 hours or something, then you see her take her mask off. And I'm pretty sure if you complete it under 3 hours, you see her in like a bikini. Yeah?
Right.
Because that's when you find out she's a lady. You complete all that game and you're like, what?
Yeah, I know.
It's cool.
Right? It's how it should be. You shouldn't be kind of, the sex of someone shouldn't make you dislike them.
I don't think women should be,
it's
just a man's job.
Space ranger
is a man's job. I don't think, it's not a safe place for, I don't think they should let women go space rangering around.
You don't think they've got the skill set, mate?
No, they haven't. It's just this.
It makes sense though, because they're like, you know, doing backflips, being more
aerobatic.
Acrobatic. Yeah, aromatic, mate. No, she probably is more aromatic as well.
More aromatic.
Definitely.
Lovely aromatic.
Yeah.
I'm only teasing, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think that fucking Samus is. She's a fucking hero.
She's a top tier space ranger.
I fucking love the shit out of Samus.
Yeah.
So if we got over again then, so Super Metroid speed runs. Oats and Goats, an American fella, or lass, I don't know, but he's American. They're American pronouns. 40 minutes, 36 seconds he done Metroid.
Solid.
I mean, that's a pretty good fucking
time. That's efficient. Yeah. That's efficient, mate. But that's knowing when you're going, mate. You know, that's knowing where you're going.
Yeah, not good. When was that? And that was 6 months ago, that.
Wow.
People are playing Metroid. People fucking,
well, of course they are, mate. Well, I mean, I've been playing Metroid recently.
Exactly. I've been playing Metroid recently because it's a fucking brilliant game.
Because you can, like, there's only, like, there's urgency in certain areas, which I do like about a game as well. You know, like, it's like in fucking Secret of Mana, you go to that castle where the wolves are. If you ain't ready for the wolves to fucking give you the fucking hurricane kicks, you know, Ryo and Ken smash you up, you can leave. Because that's what they did, didn't they? They just did the spinning fucking hurricane kick, the fucking perfection through kick, smashing you up.
Quality as fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking
spinning kick. Spinning kick.
Fucking Sprite's dead, the girl's dead, and you're running away. That's what happens.
Man, these fucking spinning kick whales. Yeah, I know. In the castle,
fucking
mate.
Sweet. But I like it how, it, like, in Metroid, you go into those situations. And you can't, but you know, music tells you, the soundtrack tells you, but you can generally get yourself out. You can get yourself out of the situation as well.
Yeah, if you fucking quick and you go back, you know, I'm not supposed to be in there.
Yeah, roll into a ball, mate. Zoom off, speed run it.
The speed run when you get that, it's just brilliant. Blue lightning, fucking running it.
Yeah.
Oh, blasting off into the sky.
Yeah, because that pickles everyone trying to run over that fucking. I'm trying to think, is it a bridge or it's like if Mario would do his little just run over the blocks, but Samus can't really do that. She needs the speed. Then she pisses it.
Yes,
and the problem is she run through walls and shit.
Yes, she literally can.
But before that, she struggles quite badly.
Yeah, until you get, it's a while, isn't it, before she fucking. Yeah, right, here we go. I've got the old Mario RPG speedrun as well. So the speedrun for Mario RPG, and this was from 2 years ago, was 2 hours 40. So you got 2 hours 46. So, like, casual gameplay just to play that game. You're probably looking at least 3.5 hours. Just like, I mean, you're speedrunning at 2:46. So you know you got to put a bit of fucking time and effort in it. So yeah, I mean, 3 hours. I mean, that's not a long time. I reckon it'd be it 5 hours you'd have to sink into Mario RPG.
But driving like that is that's aiming at the end of the game, mate. That's like there's no like going off on a side quest and I'm just using my Secret of Mana references here, but smashing because it's RPG. To smash a rabbi on the side there and then carrying on.
I know, you've got to go.
You ain't getting that axe orb, mate. You are leaving that axe orb.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting the fucking mana sword because you haven't got the time to do it. No, but that's,
I mean, you'll need to get the whip because you won't be able to get, need to get the whip.
You can't get them kickboxing fucking whips.
Exactly. Whoop, whoop, whoop. You need the whip.
So, yeah. So that's a difference. I met Metroid. I mean, you could sink a lot of time into Metroid if you want to get 100% and get all the fucking map.
Which I, that's what does it for me for Metroid. I like to pink the map.
Oh yeah, you got to pink the map.
That's I really do. I just like this. There's something about that that it's like when you're looking at it, you're seeing it, and it's like, well, you ain't seen that room, mate. You got to go and check that. You got to get into that room. At least just go and visit that room.
Yeah.
Then you can leave the room. There's nothing in it.
But see, it annoys me that you haven't got that that blue square there. And you just not jumped up into the corner.
In my this is the in my other save state. That's blue.
You jumped up.
It is. That annoyed me. That annoyed me. Let's round this off, mate. Because this is these early rounds. Some of these matchups are going to be, you know the outcome when you saw Super Metroid versus Mario.
Some people thought, oh, that's going to be a tough one because I reckon there's obviously some big fucking RPG lovers out there. But for us, it's Metroid all day long.
This is an RPG, really. If you're classifying some of those things as an RPG,
it's a Metroidvania, mate.
Yeah, it's a super platformer, mate. That's what I'd call it, really. Because it's like a platform, but
it's a super platform.
Yeah, because you've got guns, level ups. Like Mega Man's close to being a super platform, but he can't shoot diagonally up and down, and it's,
he can't.
So he's close to her. He's a mega platform. He's a mega platformer. As we discussed on, a few Turbo Taverns before, that Mega is worse than Super because obviously the Mega Drive is a Mega, and the Super Nintendo is a Super, so Super has to be better than Mega.
Yeah, I mean that's just fucking logistics for
you. Yeah, that is. That's just how it goes. That's fucking like dictionary and shit, man.
Yeah, that's just words, mate. If you don't know what words, mate,
that's just words, mate.
If you look up synonyms, good and great, then you'll see Mega in fucking Super, won't you? Really?
Yeah.
So Super is better all day long.
But we'll leave it at that, mate. Victor. Well, let's declare by serious grievous bodily harm or whatever.
Yeah,
smashed it up in
Matt. He's in the corner.
Battered the lad.
Don't worry though, Mario, because you got like four other games in.
Kicked the living fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Really, like in serious, like I'm just gonna go because we've been quite humble here and kind of like, and you haven't slagged off RPG, but I can do this. Compared to like Metroid, compared to RPG, what's the best? Because it's apples to oranges. It is fucking. It is just so like Mario RPG is not even a game compared to this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would.
It's not even.
If you said, "Oh, do you want to play fucking Metroid or do you want to play Mario RPG?" I'm playing Metroid. It's like. If you had Mario RPG and nothing else, I'd probably play Mario RPG.
You'd switch it on occasionally.
But if you had Metroid and nothing else, I'm like, well, I don't want to do anything else. I've got Metroid.
You don't need anything else if you've got Metroid in the SNES.
It's fucking Metroid.
But if you had Mario RPG in the SNES, mate, you wouldn't be clicking that on as much and you wouldn't be blowing that fucking...
I didn't work. I would do something else.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless you, RPG. He has spawned a franchise because there is a lot of fucking RPGs. And I think the Paper Mario spun out of the Mario RPG, obviously.
And Paper Mario's a good game, man.
Yeah, I like Paper Mario. That's pretty
cool. I'm a Paper Mario advocate. I'm a Mario advocate. But yeah. on this particular occasion,
he's
got his bollocks kicked. He's fucking squirming.
He's got his mallows kicked.
Yeah, he's got his mallows kicked. He's squirming on the crown. With Samus in a bikini walking off into the sunset like Ryu at the end when he wins.
Samus fucking dancing with Gorbachev at the end.
Yeah.
Having a lovely time.
That's it, yeah.
So yeah, well done. But yeah, no, yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Done.
So there we go. I think we're going to be moving on. Are we going to be completing bracket A first, mate? Or are we going to be moving on to round one? It's a tough one. We'll figure out, listeners. Don't worry about that. We need to work that shit out.
I should probably tell him what fucking Metroid's up against next.
Yeah, we should.
I've got a bracket. I might have the bracket. So,
yeah,
so Metroid obviously does go through now.
Into the second round.
Two, and that means they'll be up against... Here we go. So that means Super Metroid is going to be up against Super Mario Kart.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck. That's a...
That's a heavy hitting.
This one,
Metroid's kick fuck out of Mario. Next one's going to be a slobber knocker. That is going to be a fucking shit. Because that could be a final.
Yeah, really. I mean, again, like we said, when we introduced it, that's just the way it lies, mate.
And we did say about it before when we drew it. Donkey Kong's on this side as well, isn't he?
Donkey Kong Country's on there.
So I think...
Yeah, so whoever Super Metroid or Super Mario Kart, whoever wins, they're going up against Donkey Kong Country. So I'm not being funny, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, but you're not beating Donkey Kong, are you?
There's some battles coming up.
It's getting real now, ladies and gentlemen.
It's getting real.
It's getting real.
So, yeah.
So, do join us for that.
Yeah, join us again for the next versus battle coming real soon.
Yeah, I imagine it's coming pretty soon.
Pretty soon. I mean, Donkey Kong's, he wants to get the country.
He's knocking on the door, isn't he?
He wants the country to win as well, doesn't he?
He wants the country to win.
And the country could win, mate.
It's a good game. It's got fucking animals galore in it.
Everyone loves riding animals, doesn't it? Anyway, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, see you next time.
Meryl Stars will win.